We go now to our guest. He is, and I hope that's the guy who's locked in. We go to, and I had it here, Dr. Todd Swick. Now, it's
hey,
I guess it's Sleep Awareness Month is what they're calling it. And
please welcome
someone who's Swick.
Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And yourself?
Very well. I want to thank you for making time for this interview. We have a nation of sleep-deprived people. What are the effects? Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you, yeah.
What are the effects of this sleep deprivation, and what can we do about it?
The biggest problem that we have is that when we lose sleep, we lose daytime abilities, and those daytime abilities include things like cognition, memory, coordination. And it's not something new. This has actually been going on for about 125 years, ever since the advent of the electric light bulb. But it is getting worse, and I think everybody understands why it's getting worse, because we're sitting there playing with our iPhones, our iPads, our computers way beyond the time that we should normally be asleep. And when that happens, the light from these social media devices shuts off or severely limits the natural sleep production of a sleep hormone called melatonin. And when that happens, falling asleep becomes more difficult and staying asleep becomes more difficult. And you end up with fragmented sleep. And when you do that, you end up with medical problems. You end up with things like hypertension, diabetes, heart, kidney, liver, lung disease. And then there's the corollary to that, in that we are living in a society where patients' weight is increasing, therefore conditions like sleep apnea increasing, diabetes is increasing, things like nocturnal frequent urination, something called nocturia, is increasing.
Sure.
So all of these things play onto one another. And then when it comes to waking up, particularly on Monday mornings, which is probably the morning of the week that is most difficult to get up because you've slept in over the weekend. And when you sleep in, you're kind of delaying your sleep. And it's called the delayed sleep phase syndrome, if somebody has this night after night. And the most usual, the most usual suspects are college kids and high school kids.
And morning talk show hosts, trust me.
And morning talk show hosts, exactly.
I would sleep till 4 if you let me, getting up early. Now, in all fairness to people, we're hurting ourselves, I understand that, but a lot of people are just trying to snatch a few more hours from this short life. But it's hurting us, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You can't pay Peter to rob Peter to pay Paul. And that's exactly what that's doing, is that the human species needs about 7.5 hours of sleep when you're 35 years of age or older. And
well,
in fact,
we know about famous exceptions, Doctor, whether it's the president or whether it's Jay Leno, who famously only gets 4 hours of sleep. But those are the odd ones.
Thomas Alva Edison used to sleep 2.5 hours. I mean, yes, there are major exceptions. But like everything else, this is a huge bell-shaped curve.
Oh,
and
yes. What,
the exceptions are out on the tails.
What can we do, Doctor?
The best thing to do, there are a few things that can be done. Number one, we have to curb our use of social media past 9 o'clock at night. We need to prepare ourselves each night for bedtime by winding down. We need to stay away from alcohol at least 4 hours before bedtime. Alcohol is not a sleep induction drug. Although historically it's been around for 6,000 years, it is not a very good method to use to induce sleep, and it certainly is no method to maintain sleep. We have to stay away from things like caffeine. And if we do that, and the most important thing is to maintain a regular sleep-wake schedule.
I know. Thanks. I needed to hear that. Believe me. Doctor, we have to go. Where can we get more information?
Well, the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, waasm.org, has tremendous information. The National Sleep Foundation has some great tips. And I have a website that's called sleepandneurology.com. And all of these sites.
Yeah.